Good morning, a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, President Joseph Biden headed to Milwaukee last night for a CNN town hall meeting. The president let people know who want a vaccine, it will be able to get one by the end of July. That was one of his promises. And within 100 days, close to every school child in America will be able to go back 5 days a week. One of the moments was when he gently told a traumatized 8-year-old girl, "Don't be scared, honey. Don't be scared," says CNN. He is reassuring words to second grader Layla Salas in Wisconsin Tuesday night when he also tried to move the nation on from the divisive aftermath of the impeachment trial of the predecessor he referred to as, quote, the former guy. So he's laying out his plan, and he seems to be dealing very sensitively with all Americans, in particular this one young girl.
Well, David, I think Americans were ready for a man of decency and character who appealed to the brighter side of each of us as opposed to the negative, evil side. Look, Trump had decided that the way that you deal with this is that you go in the same direction you went with your television programs. You're fired. You're this. You're that. No, that's not what Joe Biden is. Joe Biden is the epitome of decency, and we are seeing that now. The idea of a child and her mother asking a question to deal with the child's anxiety is really an all-American question. It isn't only a second grader, it's everybody. We've all been through it. And as the trauma of the bad weather and the viruses all come together, we need a leader who, you know, basically is Rooseveltian in saying, don't be afraid, fear itself. We know that. And so Biden delivers. Do I have questions about some of the way this was done? Look, this was a national address on CNN. Nevertheless, David, we got to think that when a president of the United States speaks under these circumstances, it should be available to everybody. I had one letter from a very decent fellow who said that he doesn't have a television. Another from somebody who said that they searched for the way in which they could hear or see this. I think that's true. And I must say, I don't know what the deal was that Biden made with CNN. But I think he's a very decent fellow, but it's a matter of thinking this through so that every American, no matter how poor, whether they don't have cable, can hear it. That's the only flaw in this. Of course, the news programs all carried clips and everything else, and a lot of people were asleep, and they did it again in the morning. Nevertheless, there's something to be learned from this.
You make such a good point, Alan, because there's stories in the paper today about how the president is limited in where he can travel because of the coronavirus and have gatherings. And we all, well, at least those of us that study history, remember FDR's fireside chats.
He did them on the radio. All the pictures are people gathered around an old radio set listening. That's right, David. We have to understand that this is a big country with a lot of people. You know, Joe Biden is a very smart man. He talks about all those people who've been disenfranchised, all those people who don't have any money. His big pitch in this speech was to make sure that his basically $2 trillion way of dealing with this coronavirus and helping pick up some of the pieces was a major force. He did very well with that. And he knows that it's a big country with a lot of people who have lost a good deal.
Meanwhile, from the former president, out yesterday attacking Mitch McConnell as a, quote, political hack, says he will back pro-Trump candidates. At least for now, the president not backing down in his moves to keep control of the Republican Party.
Well, you know, Mitch was in a bad spot. First of all, everything that the president said, all of the characterizations about the guy were true. He is dour and sour and whatever else he was called. But McConnell, who is a survivor, had to decide. He voted against conviction, and then he stood up and he let the president have it. What he said was all true, but it led to charges of hypocrisy. I mean, you say one thing, and yet you do another to save this president and to save his reputation. There was going to never be a thank you from Trump to McConnell for having voted the right way, because nobody ever does enough for him. His personal involvement, his own narcissism leads him to expect everybody to be loyal to him and him loyal to no one. And that's what we saw. McConnell's got to have an Excedrin headache as this goes forward.
How much of this will actually play out? I mean, we're seeing from the AP this morning, riot lawsuit, just part of Trump's post-impeachment problems. You and I have talked again and again about Cy Vance, the DA in New York City, and Attorney General Letitia James of New York and her lawsuits against Trump Former President Trump now faces a lawsuit filed by a Democratic congressman Tuesday accusing him of conspiring with far-right extremists in Capitol riot, and the Attorney General of Washington, D.C. is weighing charges over the riot as well. Trump, of course, calls all these allegations baseless. He has so many claims against him at this point. He's still in a lot of trouble.
I don't have any doubt about it. This is one of the places where we're going to see something very interesting. As you know, Trump and McConnell made sure that the federal judiciary had a very conservative Republican stamp on it. And so one has to only wonder whether these people are going to be here to dismiss all of these lawsuits. You know, you got a lot of judges, and judges are politicians. That's how they got there. On the other hand, what we saw, David, when Trump brought his scurrilous cases and his attempted coup over the American political system, that they wouldn't go along. The beautiful thing about judges is you put that robe on, you get something called the cult of the robe. It means basically people are then free to be honest with what they're doing. Now, some of the lower court judges may have views of, if I play my cards right and a Republican president is there, maybe I'll go to the Supreme Court. But basically, that system is holding up right now. And I do think Trump has a lot of problems because he deserves a lot of problems. We'll see whether these lawsuits go anywhere, but they could.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David, and everybody. It may be cold, there may be ice, but in the end, we got WAMC to keep us warm. 318 Central Avenue, Albany, New York, 12206, or WAMC.org, the painless way.